Right, okay, so let's start. So we'll start with part one. So in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. So let's talk about where you live now. Which town or city do you live in now?
So I live in Tokyo in Japan.
Is there anything you don't like about your area?
Yes, I do. The things I really hate is there are too many people around in Tokyo. So when I go to the school, I have to take the packed train, which is very stressful.
Okay. Do you think you will continue to live there for a long time?
Yes, I think so, because there are a lot of job opportunities, so it's very convenient to stay in Tokyo, even though there are too many people.
Okay. Right, let's talk about social networking websites. Do you use social networking sites regularly?
Yes, I use social media every day.
Why?
Because I always talk to my friends using my phone, especially after the coronavirus spread around the world and cannot meet people face to face.
Are social networking sites a good way of making new friends?
Yes, very much so, because actually I made a lot of friends who living abroad through social medias. For example, I am using HelloTalk, which is a platform for people who want to study foreign languages, and I found a lot of friends who lives in England, especially in Durham. And yeah, they always tell me about their city and what I have to bring when I start my master's.
Okay. What are the disadvantages of social networking sites?
I cannot really think of any disadvantages because there are a lot of good points, but that bad aspect of social media would be for young children, it might be difficult to no, not to send their personal information, and such young children might be have a lot of opportunities to see people who have bad intention to bad intention and they might ask their home address or phone numbers to maybe take money or something.
Okay.
So
Okay. Let's talk about public holidays. Are there many public holidays in Japan?
yes, I think so, especially in May.
Which is your favorite public holiday?
One of my favorite public holidays is the Emperor's birthday, because the schools and workplaces are so a lot of people can have holiday on his birthday. And yeah, especially my father doesn't have much holidays, so but on that day he can take some break and we can go out. So yeah, I think the Emperor's birthday is one of my favorite holidays.
Okay. What do you usually do on a public holiday?
I usually make some dinner or lunch with my family, because cooking take a lot of time. So we don't usually do together with my family. So on holiday, I always spend time with my family and maybe do some cooking.
Okay. Right, let's move on to part two. So I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish.
Yes.
So you have a pen and paper for making notes, and I'm just going to put the topic on your screen now.
Okay,
I'd like you to describe an occasion when the vehicle, the car, bus, or train you were traveling in broke down.
Okay.
All right, so you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when the time is up. So can you start speaking now, please?
Yes. Okay, let me tell you about my terrible travel experience when I was in New Zealand. So last year, I went a year abroad to New Zealand to study English literature. And during the summer holiday, I have tried to visit my friend's hometowns spending 1 week. And luckily, a friend of mine who lives in Japan was able to meet me in Japan, meet me in New Zealand, even though it takes very long time to come to New Zealand from Japan. My friend could come to New Zealand. And so we have used a train to travel around each cities in New Zealand. However, because of the train accident, the train have stopped and there were nothing to do with to solve this problem because we cannot fix the train, and so there were nothing to do. And me and my friend were stuck in the train and stuck in the train, and our travel plan has delayed because of the train accident. It seems
okay. Right, thank you. Were you surprised when the train stopped?
Yes, we were really surprised and get mad.
Okay. Right, let's move on to part three. Okay, so we've been talking about a time when the train you were traveling in stopped because of an accident. And I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions concerning transport. So let's consider, first of all, public transport. What types of public transport are most commonly used in Japan?
In Japan, train And buses are the most, the one of the most popular transportation.
Which would you say is more popular?
Bus, I would say.
Why do you think the bus is more popular than the train?
Could you say that, please?
Why do you think the bus is more popular than the train?
Because train needs a lot of the train station, which is bigger than the bus stops. And yeah, I think the reason why buses are more popular because there are more bus stops rather than the train stations in Japan.
Okay. Do you think that public transport is comfortable in Japan?
I think it depends on where you live. If you are living in the rural area, maybe it's unlikely to get the packed train or the packed buses. But if you are living in the city, you might get less space rather than the trains or buses in the countryside.
So how do you think public transport could be improved?
As for the city area, the government could invest more money to increase the number of public transportation so that a lot of people have more personal space when they use that transportation.
Okay. Is there anything else the government could do?
Some people prefer to work in walk to the nearest station rather than taking the transportation. So, or maybe people might prefer to use their own car. But if government invests money to decrease the fee, the transportation fee, in the city, I think people will choose to use the public transportation rather than using their own car or walking.
Okay. Right, let's talk a little bit about problems caused by transport. So we all know that cars cause air pollution. Are there any other problems caused by excessive car use?
I think that's a very difficult question because I cannot think of any bad aspect of using vehicles other than air pollution.
Okay, I'll ask a different question. So often there are traffic jams because there's just too many cars on the roads. Do you think the government should build more roads to solve this problem?
I think it's not really realistic to increase roads in Japan because I think we've got a lot of roads already and there seems not so many space to construct roads. So I think government could encourage people to use public transportation so that the government can decrease the number of people who use automobiles.
Okay. Do you think there'll be any changes to the way we travel in future?
Yes, I think so, because the government now trying hard to construct better ways, better transportation, such as linear motor car and electric cars. So in the future, maybe in addition, people might not have to drive cars by ourselves, because the car companies investing money to invest cars which will move automatically without a person who drive it. So in the future, our transportation will develop more and more, and our life will be more comfortable.
Okay, right. Thank you. Okay, we'll stop there.